Wake up on the Wake Up Show.
This is the all-new KS 107.5 Morning Show Replay with Tony, Sadies, and Chones.
It's showtime.
Good morning.
Hey, Friday, baby.
Sadies is like, what the hell just happened?
I don't even know what's going on.
Happy Friday. It's payday, girl.
I see it.
Yeah. Check your bank account.
Can we just calm it down, please?
Did you check your bank account?
Okay, yeah. can we just calm it down?
Down,
I'm excited.
Do
oh my gosh. Not only is it payday, but it's Friday. And a lot of people, if you work for the government school system, it's going to be a 3-day weekend. So,
yeah,
it's definitely a reason to
to celebrate. You know.
Happy Friday, everybody.
Happy Friday. You know, and a lot of things going down, too, this weekend. We got the Nuggets tonight. We're doing the Nuggets.
Yep, Memphis Grizzlies pregame bench experience. We're going to be giving away a ticket, so you still have a chance to win that.
Oh, that's dope.
Yep.
She wrote, what else? Go sleep with another guy. What's start that? All over again.
What's that, bro?
Is that me or you?
That's you.
Oh, okay. I guess we're overexcited here.
I'm over here unplugging things. I'm like, is that me again?
You know what? My computer always has a way of interrupting things, so.
So you're messing up the vibe.
I apologize.
Clearly.
Tony, Sadies, and Jones on KS107.5. Good news. Treasury Department says that 90% of wage earners are likely going to get higher take-home pay as early as February.
Oh, wow.
This year?
This year. It's going down.
Oh, I like to hear that, man.
Now, as much as you hate Trump.
I didn't say that.
Did you say thank you? Or you just cash the check and move on?
Thank you.
Yeah. For sure.
Thank you, and I cash my check. I'm happy about that. It's going to be a good look because I claim zero right now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you're already paying.
Yeah, everything's getting out. I get to, all my taxes out right now.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're going to have a little extra cash in your bank account.
That'd be good. Are you sure it's going to happen this year?
Yeah, February. Starting this February, employers have until February, the first paycheck to make sure that it happens for you, and it affects individuals, including the new tax brackets, mostly lower income tax rates, a near doubling of the standard deduction, and the elimination of both personal exemptions. So when you file, you're going to want to file a little bit differently, but you should also check with the way how much money you make, because yeah. Sometimes if you say, well, shoot, I'm going to change it because now I'm getting more money, you might still owe at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, you don't want to change it right now if you're going to get, you know.
Keep it the same, see how it goes.
For this year.
Yeah, because, literally, this is what you could be getting. It could be that much.
Hey, I'd rather have a couple, 10, 15 cents than pay.
Right?
Right.
If I could break even.
Right.
I'm cool with that.
Mm-hmm.
You're like me when I go to Blackhawk. If I come home with a free sandwich, I won.
It'd be all good.
Tony, Sadies, and Jones on KS107.5. Once again, Facebook making big changes to your news feed.
Ugh.
It's already bad enough you don't even see your friends anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Put the filters on it.
You don't see anybody. I don't.
Right.
I see those one person in his post every time. It's I'm like, recent post.
Right.
Recent
always post. The most random person too. Like the person you don't really know that you always see their post.
Right. Who is that?
Right.
Are we friends?
I guess we are now because we know their lives like that, right?
Right. And you know what sucks is you refresh and that same damn story comes
That's
up.
What I said.
Oh yeah.
Oh my gosh. All right, so check it out. Facebook wants you to spend less time doing passively scrolling now through the updates on your timeline, like reading articles and watching videos, but not interacting with others. So what they're doing is they're altering their formula that determines what bubbles to the top of the news feeds, and part of the sweeping changes that they're going to be doing is, so you're going to see updates from friends and family that spark meaningful and social exchanges, like parents discussing what bedtime stories to read to your children, a friend seeking advice on what places to travel for a newsy article or video or topic that you care about.
How do you know all that?
I don't know. Well, listen, they do know that because we could be having a conversation and all of a sudden you look on your news feed on your phone and there's an advertisement, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you're right. Well, they probably know what we're talking about right now.
Right now.
If you got the messenger, it gives them access to your microphone. So anytime that you're talking, they can, it's all free game.
Pops up.
And also anytime that you log on, you go shopping or you're looking at stuff, it's going to be in your news feed. So if you're shopping for clothes, shopping for a new car, shopping for some accessories for something, or just looking something up for information, it's in your news feed. They want to sell it to you.
Mm-hmm. And plus, they're saying the former president our former president is saying, he came out opening saying that they did a loop that made it addictive, like Facebook, addictive psychologically in your head.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're trying to make it real, they're feeling real bad about themselves. So they're trying to consciously change things.
So we're not going to see any more drama on the news feeds anymore?
I doubt that.
He's cheating. I'm done.
We'll see. I don't know. Maybe we'll get that dislike button, though.
Yeah.
Sadie said that, a couple weeks ago?
I really want that.
Let's get the dislike button. All right, we'll see how it goes. I mean, if anything, we're going to be discussing bedtime stories for our children.
It's bad news, though, for us.
What's that?
Because we have our like pages.
Right.
They're going to show less brands. So if you're a company or you're a brand, they're going to show less of that in your friends' feeds.
We got to pay. They're going to charge us, right, to do that?
Yeah, but they're going to show less anyway. So if you even pay, you still might not be in there. So I don't know.
All right, bye, Facebook friends. You'll never see us again. But if you hear about us cheating, I'm sure that'll be on there.
Right.
Yeah! Who's showing a baby bump? Who just got dumped?
So, I heard you're single.
Find out now.
It's Spill the Tea with your girl Sadie.
On KS 107.5.
All right, so according to Variety, ABC has given a pilot commitment to a series inspired by the musical legacy of the late international superstar Selena. Family members of the queen will have a hand in production, including her sister, Suzette. Now, the new show will focus on the successful pop star, Alex Guerrera, who has been estranged from her family for years. However, a crisis leads her back to her hometown, where she will juggle her love life, her career, and family secrets. A premiere date has yet to be released, but the Selena fans are hyped for this joint right here.
That's dope. So it's not a biography. It's off a different story.
Exactly. It's inspired by Selena.
So a lot of music will be playing and cool stuff like that, kind of like things that Selena went through might be encompassed inside of that story.
It's dope. Her family is not missing out on any coins in 2018, that's for sure.
As they shouldn't.
I'm just hoping that we get the scene, this is the bus. This is the bumper from the bus.
As you enter your three-day holiday weekend, keep in mind on Monday we honor and celebrate the late, great Dr. Martin Luther King, and Denver has one of the biggest rallies, marches in the U.S. for this. It's going down Monday at 9:30, 17th and Colorado Boulevard to be more exact. I will be in attendance and hopefully you guys will be too.
Yeah, it's right down the street. It's only like 5 minutes from my crib, so I'm definitely going to be in the building. Yeah,
marched it. I actually broadcasted live from it. It's an amazing event. I think we're either the second or the largest one in the nation.
It's a big deal, man. Yeah. A man by the name of Cedric Miller, who is an aspiring rapper, decided to rob a Wingstop and hopes to get a record deal by Rick Ross. If you follow Rick Ross, the boss, on any of social media platforms, he lets us know all the time he owns a few Wingstop franchises. Now, Cedric, however, did not succeed with grabbing eyes from Rosé. Instead, he is sitting in a jail cell. Meanwhile, we aren't even sure if Rick Ross knows about it. He has yet to comment at this time.
Yeah, this makes total sense. Let me rob from you and steal from my potential boss.
Robbing from the man you want to work for doesn't really make sense.
It just don't make sense at all.
Shoot your career shot goals in 2018. I love it.
Estupido of the day.
I should have rapped there or something. I don't know.
Right? You can check out those stories and more. We got it up for you. It's KS1075.com.
Tony, Sadie's and Chones, KS1075. Micro cheating. You know what it is?
Never heard of it.
You may have been doing it. Really? And not even know what it is.
Was that like mini cheating?
Let me tell you, hold on a second. First of all, it's been going down since like 2008. That's when it was first recognized. Oh. It's fundamentally about secrecy and deception. So if your partner is hiding any aspect of their relationship with someone else, say like, you know, you're on Instant Messenger and your partner walks in and then you close it right away. You're hiding something.
Right.
Or your Gmail. Yes.
Baby step cheating. Okay. you know.
Well, it could be anything from not being honest with money, like the credit card, you know, you're going hanging out, or this is what we also partner with, it's called emotional affairs.
Okay.
And what they're saying is that it partly thanks to the rise of digital technology and social media, it allows users to keep in touch with their exes, late night conversations, you know, they're crossing the line without getting physical. That's what they're calling it.
Baby step cheating. Okay.
It is what it is. Micro cheating, real tiny cheating.
Yeah, it's like thin ice cheating.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're
so,
on the verge.
If you're liking or you're loving, you know, your ex's post with the hearts.
if your heart and your ex is like.
Right? The heart emojis.
And you're giving them the heart eyes and all that stuff. Like, oh, great picture.
Right.
Too far as cheating.
Oh, you look like you're gorgeous.
Or how about this? How about, you know, we all have tons of friends on Facebook, but how about all of a sudden, you know, maybe you know that person, maybe you don't, but online you have a chemistry. So, you know, yeah, I like your post. I dig your post.
Online, you know, chemistry.
I'm just saying.
They're on every all your posts.
Right. They're liking it. Oh, I love what you just said about blah, blah, blah. I like the way you say good morning and God bless, fam. Stuff like that.
What? So is it cheating? Like if people now, you know, with Snapchat and stuff like that, people send you stuff unsolicited.
Yeah, right. I get eggplants.
Yeah,
every other day.
And here's the thing:
I got my first one out of nowhere.
You got an eggplant?
No, not an eggplant. Well, kudos if I got one.
Jones got an eggplant.
Kudos. Do you like eggplants in your DMs?
No, I'm just saying. Okay. I'm attractive guy.
FYI, Jones is soliciting soup cans.
He wants your eggplant DM
him with an eggplant.
I am not saying that. I'm just saying.
That's dope.
He was proud.
I'm a good looking guy.
I know you're into it. All right. Every day.
Anyway, here the point is those people that are sliding in your DMs could be married. They could be in a relationship.
Yeah.
But they're micro-cheating.
I have that. Yes, that's true. Yes.
They're micro-cheating.
I told a guy maybe like 2 weeks ago, mind you, like all the homegirls know who this guy is. I was like, dude, you have a whole girlfriend, not a half a girlfriend, a whole girlfriend in these streets. If you don't get out my DMs.
Not a half a rib.
Right. You don't have a half. You have a whole girlfriend.
How much can I get for a rib?
Change for 20.
Oh, my God. Tony Sadies and Chones on KS107.5. So yesterday I had family sitting around the table and we were talking about old times going out at the club. And my cousin, who's a female, was telling me about the time, well, she told all of us about the time that she went out with her, one of her best friends, and they met a couple of guys, and one of the guys was good looking, other guy not so good looking, and you know, it happens all the time. So her best friend hit it off with the good looking dude, and she's like, not so good looking dude, I don't care, whatever. So as the chemistry continued with the good looking couple, you know, her friend told her, you know, come on, just, you know, talk to him, take one for the team. And she's like, I don't know. He's not good looking. So ended up like those two dudes are roommates, right? Mm-hmm. They invited the girls back to their apartment and said, come back, party with us after the club was closed. So they're like, all right, cool, whatever. We'll go. So the best friend was definitely wanted to go. My cousin, not so much. Ended up still going, you know, going along with whatever. As soon as they get there, 10 minutes in, the good-looking couple, best friend and good-looking dude, hit it off. They go straight to the room. She's there with this guy. And she's like, and he's, you know, trying to conversate, trying to put the moves. And, you know, her homegirl already told her, please, please, just make this happen. You know, just make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
Be my wing woman. And so she said, oh, screw it. She had a little buzz going on. Closed her eyes. Started kissing him, right? And then she opened her eyes, and then she said she looked back, realized, oh, no, hell no, this guy is ugly. Hell no. Got up, went straight to the room, pounded on the door, said, we are out. It was her car. She was driving. Ruined the whole night. And so that prompted me to ask the question, is there such thing as a wing woman? Because she kind of was in, but she kind of wasn't, obviously.
She wasn't a wing woman because she failed.
Right, she failed.
She failed being
her
the
girl
wing
didn't
woman.
Get the hookup, right.
I don't think it always has to go that far. My best friend's a lesbian.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, in Cali, when I go home, we hang out all the time. And when we go out, I'm like, listen, today you're going to be playing for the home team, okay? All right? Keep your straps at the house, okay? But no, she always has to do it. She always has to be the wing woman. And she hates it, but she goes along with it. She likes free drinks. She'll take them.
Right. You don't have to go to the extreme to go into the house and still be a wing person.
To be a wing woman, sometimes you just got to go out with them, even if you're...
You just have to entertain
the situation.
Sometimes you got to be the distraction, right?
Play your role.
Get the friend away from us.
Like, can we go? Let's go play a game of pool.
Right?
Let's, you know, let's go do this and before you can leave someone alone.
Right.
Let's go take a drive around
the
block.
We're just trying to have a separation from the friend, so...
Yeah. Tony Sadies and Chones on KS107.5. Is there such thing as a wing woman? Ladies, would you take one for the team?
69803, that's our text line. Some person wrote in right now, you got to entertain the situation. There's going to be times where your homegirl will get the cute dude, but you can't let that ruin your night. You got to keep on keeping and have fun. Make the best of it. I joke around a lot, so that's what I do when I don't want to be the wing woman. I've done that because, again, you know, my best friend's a lesbian, so when I have to be her wing woman, I will go to the club and, like, I'll have, like, you know.
Really?
I gotta do it for her, and I joke around. I'm like, don't touch me, but yeah.
Best time.
No, I don't want a body roll on you. I'm good tonight.
Oh my gosh.
Man, that's great. On Facebook, this lady's crazy. CC, she says, I wouldn't say I hooked up with someone less attractive so my friend could get some, but I definitely hanged out while my friend got some. And let's just say my face said it all. I didn't want to be there. I was like, don't touch me. Pour me a drink. Keep your distance.
Don't touch touch me.
Leave me alone. Just tell that drink.
I'm that poor girl. Don't touch me.
Poor
just
guy.
Don't touch me. 720-489-1075.
Let's go to the phones. All right, what's your name?
Morgan.
What do you got to say, Morgan?
I want to call about being the wing woman.
Yeah.
Yes. I have friends and myself who we take turns being wing woman when we go out.
See, that's teamwork right there. Teamwork makes the dream work. You all kind of take an L.
How far do you go?
I've gone all the way. I've gone to the point where I've gone out and met people and had them buy drinks for me and my girls. And then, like, we've gone to the strip club. They pay for us to get in. They pay for our drinks.
Wow.
They pay for our dances. Like,
yeah.
We take it all the way.
That's loyalty, baby. I love it.
She said she's going all the way.
Wow. All in. Thanks for the call.
You're welcome. Good morning. Have a good day.
You too. Hi, KS107.5. What's your name?
Kayla.
What do you got to say, girl?
Well, listen, I think it's women are just as much as a wingman as men are. I think that it also plays in the reverse role. I think that, you know, if a girl and a guy are trying to hit it off and you're not about it and she doesn't know if she's about it, you got to be like, hey, girl, listen, like, that is not what you want. You've had way too much to drink. I think you need to chill out a little bit. I think it works both ways.
That's the hater friend there.
No, you're it's not the hater friend. Now, that's loyalty as well.
Right?
That's the loyalty to the friendship, like, girl.
Most unattractive.
Nah.
Girl, once in a while.
It's called, you ain't going to want to wake up to that in the morning,
yeah,
girl.
Sometimes you yank your friend and it's a wrap. You're like, hey, wait.
Right.
Thanks for the call, girl.
Thanks.
Ponecito for the ugly guys, man. Come on.
One for the
protection.
Tony Sadies and Jones on KS107.5. Is there such thing as a wing woman? Ladies, would you take one for the team?
Yeah, I mean, apparently we all do it. 69803, that is our text line. One person wrote in, me and my sister do it all the time. We like two different type of guys, and she likes the one, the cute guys, and I'm always stuck with the ugly one. But it's cool. I'll do it for her.
Well, she don't like the cute guys either.
Well, I don't know. She says she always gets passed up. Apparently,
she always likes the cute guys. But can't you like the same person once in a while? Maybe
can't your sister take the other side of the team?
Let's flip it up.
Or if she gets passed up, maybe you're the ugly one. Just saying.
I ain't gonna let you do her like that. I can't.
I'm just gonna say I don't think Laura on Facebook has any friends at all. She is like, hell no. If I were single, get your own damn man.
Wow.
Why would I belittle or punish yourself? There is no friend I would ask to even consider lowering your standards.
Yeah, wow. She's by herself.
That's an unhappy woman. Sorry.
She's sitting in her own circle.
She's petting her cat while she's typing that.
Wow.
720-489-1075. Hi, what's your name?
Amber.
Amber, what do you got to say?
I just wanted to say that I was the wing friend one time, and I actually fell in love with my friend's brother.
No. Long history line right there. Trying to keep up with that family tree.
Friends, brothers, next door neighbor. Go ahead.
Well, my friend was like, please just act like you like him so I could date the brother. And I was like, okay, sure. He was not my type at all whatsoever. And to this day, 6 years later, we're together and we have a 2-year-old daughter.
Oh, wow, that's awesome.
One for the ugly people out there.
Right?
It pays to be the wing woman.
There's hope.
I know. Yeah, I got a beautiful daughter out of it.
Oh, congratulations to you.
Hey, we're sorry you have to look at your husband every day.
Stop.
Yeah, so am I sometimes.
Sometimes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, my gosh. So it's safe to say there are wing men and wing women.
Yes.
Right?
Oh, that's great, man.
I like Sadie's story. She has to play both roles.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It's a little awkward for me sometimes.
Oh, my God. Definitely challenging, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's find out something crazy about Tony, Sadie's, and Chone.
Tell them what the business is.
720-489-1075. Hi, what's your name?
Alex.
Alex, who's most likely to get kicked out of a bar, Tony, Sadie's, or Chone's?
Sadie's.
Damn it. Y'all ain't gonna let me live in 2018, are you? Why? Why me? Why?
You just got that fiery attitude.
Yeah,
man. You got that shot at the Patron
in
you.
I need to holler at Mother Teresa. I need that kind of attitude on the air. You got it right. You're going to see Rick Ross. Congratulations.
This is funny that they keep painting this picture.
Yo, they painted the picture. I'm so aggressive. I'm like, where did this come from?
Right? Yesterday, we whooped somebody's ass.
Yeah.
Today?
I'm like, dang, when did I become that?
Congratulations, my dude. Let everybody know what station hooked you up.
KS107.5.
Tony, Sadies, and Jones, KS107.5. Big shout out to Walmart.
Okay. Easy.
Can I get a clap for Walmart?
Why?
You want to hear it first?
Yeah, of course. I'm just going to shout out to Walmart just and give them some cheer for just saying shout out to Walmart.
Oh, my gosh, you're an ass this morning. You should have been the guy to get kicked out of a bar. All right.
Yeah.
They boosted their minimum wage to $11 an hour. And
There it is.
Fix the story, dude.
And they're also handing out $1,000 bonuses.
Yeah. Hey, Walmart is on the come up, dude. Remember when I told you guys how they let their employees pick, like, if they want to get paid, like, you know, by the week or whatever, or whatever day they want? They're just giving all kinds of, like, cool incentives to work there.
Well, where were they last year when I was needing a job?
Okay. I need to go sign up to be a greeter at this point because it looks like Walmart's where it's at.
Yeah, they're lifting the minimum hourly wage for its U.S. employees to $11 an hour. Bonus is $1,000, and they're crediting Trump for the tax cut. But it also is going to come out of cost, okay? Some of the locations have been closed.
Of Walmart?
Sam's Clubs and Walmarts.
Oh, Sam's Clubs.
Yeah, abruptly closing.
Because Walmart owns Sam's Club?
Yeah.
Okay.
So what's happening now is because of the announcement, 63 stores are closing, 55 are going to be done with, and then the other ones are going to try to, you know, revamp and do something else with them. So 175 people work at an average Sam's Club warehouse, so it's estimated that 11,000 people are going to get laid off.
Jeez.
So if you stay with the company, you're getting a raise.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's sad for people at, you know, Sam's Club, but I go to Costco.
All right.
What does that have to do with anything?
All right, VIP.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you really feel the need to get the plug to Costco?
I know Tony goes to Sam's Club. Wow.
People who work here in the building that work at Sam's Club.
Right?
You know?
Why are you dissing our homeboy?
Come over to Costco. We'll give you a job.
He doesn't even work there. You don't even have friends there.
Oh, my gosh.
Half the executive membership.
All right. Friends.
Executive. What do you mean executive? They don't have that.
They have executive membership.
Okay. Moving on. Tony, Sadie's and Jones on KS1075. So we talked about this in the tea. Obviously had a mini topic about it. H&M currently facing plenty of backlash from the ad featuring a young black boy wearing a t-shirt that said coolest monkey in the jungle. Many celebs such as Diddy offered him $1 million. G-Eazy, even The Weeknd, severed ties with H&M. And obviously they had their apology. They said they were deeply sorry that the picture was taken and they also regret the actual print. Therefore, we're not only removed the image, but they moved it from their product offering as well. And now the mother has spoken out.
Mm-hmm.
And she's saying that this is my son. I've been to all of his photo shoots, and this was no exception. Everyone is entitled to their opinion about this. She added, this is one of hundreds of my outfits that my son has modeled. Stop crying wolf all the time. Unnecessary issue. She's adding sugar to the tea.
Ugh.
And now she's from the UK?
She is from the UK.
Okay.
Her name is Terry Mango.
I don't know. I'm not from the UK, but I'm pretty sure it's what went on is a universal thing. Well, I don't know. Is the culture different there? I haven't been to UK, so I don't know.
It could possibly be very different, you know, in the UK versus the States. But, you know, as much as we know about them, they know about us and what's happening.
Right.
Vice versa. It's all over the news and broadcasted all over the world. I think it just goes back to, you know, when we first talked about it, me saying that all money isn't good money. And, you know, even though it's not affecting her, it's affecting so many other people in the world today.
Well, that being said, you could be 100% correct. And she could also be looking at it as, I don't want to mess up my son's career.
And, you know, on top of that, I was a little confused. When I first saw that it came out that she spoke on it, I was a little confused. I was like, wait a minute, this can't be real. And I was like, well, maybe they're paying her to do damage control.
Right.
Maybe she's getting a check from this, because it really shook me. I was like, really? That's how you feel after all of these people are sticking up and we was rooting for you.
Yeah.
Like in the Matyra, like Banks voice, we was rooting for you.
Well, again, you know? Not selling out to her son's career.
Well,
getting the check because she controls the money, right?
She's
the mom.
She's the manager. She controls the money.
The momager.
Mm-hmm. The momager. But the cool thing is Diddy saves $1 million probably.
Yeah, she true. You know what? We're going to Diddy. We're going to Sean John.
No, I'm just saying he's going to save that money because, you know, that offer is not going to stay on the table anymore.
No, he's probably mad now that he saw her response. Well, then screw you then.
Sure, a lot of people are mad and kind of upset with it.
She could have easily you know, did business with Diddy, and then after Diddy, it probably more things would have came in that nature. I don't think it would have been a, you know, you're done, your son's modeling career would have been done.
Right.
And you know what? Maybe this is her true, honest belief. We don't know. It's like you said, the culture could be different there. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there's racism all over the world. And like Sadie said, she has to know what's going on in the U.S. It's a big issue.
Vice versa.
Yeah, take a moment and at least think about it before you speak. But again, I mean, she's the mother. We can't control what she says or she does with her child.
Nope.
Tony, Sadie, and Jones, KS107.5. You might be going out tonight to get it in one time. Yeah, you excited?
Yeah. When you guys do that, man. God, I hate it so much.
Why?
How do you really feel?
God,
what do you really feel about it?
I hate it so much.
How much do you hate
too
it?
Too much. It's over the top.
On a scale of 1 to 10.
Over the top.
On a scale.
Over the top,
scale
man.
Of 1 to 10. How much you hate it?
I hate it, man.
10?
I just hate it, okay? Leave me alone.
Give this
all math.
Yeah.
Hate it.
All right, so check it out. Well, you might be going out this weekend or tonight, Friday night. A lot of people want to get it in, get your drink on, get their whatever on, be a wing woman, get thrown out of the club.
Come see me at our club.
Yeah, go to Jones' club. 6 most common drunk things that you're going to be doing at the bar.
Okay.
All right. You have the potential to spill or break a glass.
Been there.
Yep.
Done it.
Been there.
Someone falling over because they were too drunk. Been there?
Done that.
Done that.
Have you ever like fully passed out?
Yep.
No, I've slept in the club. I've taken a nap in the back office, I think of Epernay, at one time.
What are you, our friend Denver Dougie?
I don't want to talk about it. No, I don't even really want to go into that story.
Oh my gosh.
A long one.
Number 3, drunk arguments.
Done it.
Yep.
Been there.
Think you know everything too, right?
I always win.
I always feel bad the next day.
I know.
Are you like somebody that we used to know? Hey, I don't know. I apologize. I don't know what happened last night, but I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. I don't do that.
No, you don't.
I don't apologize at all.
You just let it ride.
Wake up, make breakfast. We start a new day.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
We used to get a phone call like at 6 in the morning. Hey, yeah, it was a crazy night last night.
Crazy night.
So what happened?
Right?
I want you to fill it back in.
Yeah.
Number 4, puking somewhere in the bar. Inside the bar. We know somebody who's done that.
Oh, yeah.
I've done it.
Really? You've done it too?
I've done it too in my early days.
In the bar?
Yeah.
In the club, in the bathroom.
No respect.
Disgusting.
It was a New Year's Eve that we hosted too as a station.
Oh my gosh. That's gross.
No one even knew I did. I just went over to the corner.
I've gone to the bathroom and I've seen. I'm like, really? I can't even pee here. I can't stand here.
I know. I left immediately afterwards.
I went back to another drink.
No, you did not. You're disgusting.
Are you serious?
I would have got another drink.
Ew, all bad breath and all.
Did you even rinse your mouth out?
No.
Oh my gosh.
You're gross.
Some part of the food particle goes into the drink. I'll just take that back. It tastes better going down. How about this? Getting into a physical fight. Has it happened?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Done it.
Why am I surprised or not surprised?
About 2 years ago.
Oh, my gosh. Last one.
A physical one. I was loaded. Loaded.
Wow. Like, you seriously did this.
Yeah. My poor best friend, she's like breaking it up. And my best friend's like the real angry one who's always super aggressive. So it was like tables at turn. We get in the car and she's like, I just want to let you know as a best friend, that was uncalled for. Okay, the one who I've been breaking up fights for since, like, middle school. Okay.
I think you were taking them boxing classes a little too seriously.
Whatever.
Right?
Whatever.
And then the next day you wake up, make breakfast, and nothing ever happens.
Yep. That's pretty much. And I'm like, you good?
Oh,
I'm
my
good.
Gosh.
All right. Hello.
Next up with Sadie's.
Round one.
Fight. Sophia and Deborah, caller 17.
Hey.
You ready to go heads up with Sadie's?
I'm ready.
Happy Friday. She's been on a tear lately. A couple of ties, 1 win, and 1 loss this week.
Uh-oh.
I know, girl. You got some beef over here.
All right, here we go. Sadie's got to bounce from the studio.
All right.
DJ Jones is the judge.
Let's make it happen.
Here we go. Question number 1, true or false, girl? The ostrich is the fastest bird on foot.
True.
Question number 2. A heptagon is a shape with how many sides? A, 8, B, 7, C, 9, or D, 6?
What was the shape?
A heptagon.
Heptagon?
Yes. A, 8, B, 7, C, 9, or D, 6?
B.
Question number 3. Quit buying time with your buddies over there as well.
I'm in the car.
Oh, okay.
Come on, no one knows what the hell a heptagon is.
If you have a gross of pencils, how many do you have? Is it A, 56, B, 144, C, 100, or D, 12?
If I have a what?
A gross of pencils. How many do you have? A56, B144, or C100, or D12?
A.
All right. Your portion of the questions are done. Hold on. I'm going to grab Sadie's, okay?
Okay.
Hey, Sophia. Sadie's walking in right now.
Sophia, are you a Nuggets fan?
I am.
So this, do you have kids, nieces, or nephews?
I have kids.
Okay. This is a perfect family event for you, huh?
Yes.
I'm pretty smart, though, so I don't know if I'm going to be able to help you today.
She's no mercy, Sadie's.
No mercy. All right, let's do it.
All right, here we go, girl. Question number one, true or false? The ostrich is the fastest bird on foot.
That is true.
It is. It can run a maximum of 60 miles per hour, making it both the fastest bird on land and the fastest two-legged animal in the world.
Animal Planet.
There you go. Question number two, a heptagon is a shape with how many sides? A8, B7, C9, or E6?
Hepta or hecta?
Hepta.
With a P or a C?
H-E-P-T-A. Hepta.
Oh, it's a P.
Yes.
Well, if it's a P, that's a different story than the C.
What's the answer?
8.
No, it's B7.
Dang, I was close.
Oh, you were close. Question number three, if you have a gross of pencils, how many do you have? A-56, B-144, C-100, or E-12?
A.
It's B-144.
Oh, God.
What do we have, Sadie's? I mean, Jones.
What do we have, Sadie's? I don't know. Well, we have Sadie's being a big loser today.
Oh, she lost. He's very excited about that.
Sophia.
That's good news for you, Sophia.
Right on.
You're going to go check out the Nuggets tonight.
Awesome.
Yeah, they're playing the Memphis Grizzlies. You're also qualified for the pregame bench experience. We will tell you if you win that as well, okay?
Perfect.
What radio station do you wake up to every morning, girl?
KS107.5.
You're listening to the all-new KS107.5 Morning Show replay. Listen live weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. or on demand anytime on KS107.5.com.